This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio. He's Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. Write this information down. You're going to want to reach out to Ben. It may be tomorrow. It may be in the near future. It may be a year from now. You never know, but you're going to want to listen to Ben. But here's how you reach out to him. 855-291-5005, or you could also go online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. And as always, look forward to talking to the listeners and hopefully providing some great value and information for them today.
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I spoke right before the program today. You were sharing a couple of stories on, and I'll let you tell the story, but essentially what it was you met with the homeowner. You did all the evaluation. You made a really attractive and fair offer to buy their house, you know, as is. And then they called you back. And that's where the story gets interesting. I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Yes, met with a homeowner, and he had contacted a couple different companies.
Yeah, yeah.
And spoke to me, told me all about the house. I sent him a proposal for the property, and he called me and said, well, you know, I have an offer that is the numbers on it is more than what you're willing to pay. Are you willing to come up on your offer, or is there anything else that you can provide that would provide more value than this other offer? And I said, no. I said, if you're comparing apples to apples and he's going to give you a net figure that is higher than mine and accomplish the same thing, which was letting him stay in the house for more than 30 days and all the benefits that we offer, I said, I'd probably take the other offer too.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of the end of the conversation.
Yep.
For the time being. And about 4 days later, though, he called me back because one of the things is he wanted to close within a few days, but stay in the house, or he wanted to close in a few days to have the funds to buy a new house.
Okay.
But not move until 30 or so days afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a common thing that we work with.
It's a timing issue.
Correct,
yeah.
Correct. And apparently the other offer that he thought he had was not what he was told.
Ah.
And so he decided to go with our offer because I could give him the benefits that were of value that he expected with that house sale.
See, so that's interesting. So I tell this story all the time. That falls into the category, squarely into the category of overpromise and underdeliver. And so for our audience, you know, some of these offers, some of these services that sound fantastic, you have to wonder, is there a gotcha in there? Or maybe it's just not quite as attractive as it was sold or promoted. And that's exactly what happened here.
That's exactly what happened, yes. And I'm not sure how often that happens to people, but there certainly are companies out there, like we've talked about, Steve, in the past, that are what are called in the industry wholesalers, that if you look at their website, they state that they buy houses. On the phone, they will tell you they buy houses. If someone even comes to your house to look at it, they will tell you that they're going to buy your house. But if you look at the paperwork closely, they sometimes have closing dates of 21 to 30 days from the time of signing the agreement. Their mode of operation is that they want to get their inspectors or their contractors into the house before they close to get quotes. But these so-called quote-unquote contractors are actually potential buyers that they are hoping to flip that contract to. And so if that's the case, I'm not saying all the companies are like that because they're not, but there's certainly some of them out there that are. And if you think the house is sold, but it's one of these wholesalers, it can leave you in a very bad position.
Well, because they own the rights to that property for a period of time, whatever your contract says.
That's correct.
And so what you're saying is that, okay, hey, we'll buy your house. But in reality, now they do not have the cash in hand to buy that house.
Correct.
Or they're not willing to do that. And so all they're trying to do is then advertise your house and then sell it to someone else, collect the proceeds, and then pay you what the offer was. And if they don't get that done, you are led down a road that is not so good.
That's correct. And I've heard of situations where they will either tell the homeowner, you know, I didn't realize that your house needed more work than what we thought it did.
Ah.
And so they will try and negotiate a lower price so that they can accomplish their flip.
Yeah.
Their flip of the contract, or they'll just disappear and you won't hear from them again. And or sometimes if the original contract states that they have maybe 90 days to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and you as a seller realize, you know, this is something that I didn't realize was happening, I want to get out of the contract.
Yep.
I've heard of situations where this wholesaling company will sue the homeowner to enforce their contract. Not a good situation.
Nope. So look, just avoid all that and call Ben. The individuals that I have on my program, Senior Care Live, are straight up trustworthy individuals and trustworthy services. Ben is as great as it gets. Ben is a veteran-owned business, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau. Been in business for well over 20 years doing all of it. How long? How many years?
Just went over 28 years.
Okay.
Year.
Okay. Well, all right, darn near 30. So I was shortchanging you on that. But So Ben knows what he's doing. Okay. You can trust Ben. He's going to make you an offer. If it looks great, go for it. If you want to go a different path, I mean, he might even recommend go a different way. But here's the bottom line. Give Ben a call if you're thinking about selling your house. You want the convenience of downsizing and just moving out of your house as is, and not leave all the stuff in the house to Ben, the repairs and everything, and walk away from it. 855-291-5005. That's toll-free anywhere in the country, 855-291-5005. And he has an excellent website, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were also talking about interest rates. A lot of folks, I think, felt like maybe they were gonna start to fall, and maybe there's been just a tiny bit of movement, but they're still like around 7%, aren't they?
Depending on where you're at, that's correct. Long-term 30-year mortgage rates are still around 7%, which is still making it expensive for a lot of people to get into to buying a home these days. That's correct.
And, you know, we all, and maybe I remember, and this has been a long time ago, this has been, you know, the late 70s, I remember 12, 13, 18%,
or higher,
maybe even 20. So it was just crazy. So relative to that, 7 doesn't seem so bad. But we got spoiled rotten on, you know, 2.5-3% for a really long time. But the bottom line is they're not coming down. And it's still a pretty good seller's market. We could use some more inventory. But you mentioned that a lot of these large corporations, for the first time maybe in a long time, they're actually selling more of their inventory than they're buying. So what effect does that have on the market?
That's a story that I saw earlier this week, Steve, that I believe in the first half of this year, there were more net sales from investors or investment companies than there were purchases since, I believe, 2021 or before that. And so, again, this is very locality dependent.
Sure.
So in some areas, they're not going to see the effects of this as much as other areas. But, you know, some of the areas, even back in 2014, 2015, parts of Florida where a company would have 15,000 houses in that one metro area. And that was just one company back then even.
Wow.
And so depending on what these companies do, they can really influence a local market if they decide to liquidate or anything like that. And so what it's going to do locally, you know, here in Kansas City, who knows?
Yeah.
But just be aware that there are factors out there that influence your housing market that most people might not think about.
Well, and if they sell a bunch of their houses, it's going to flood the market with inventory, and now you have a lot more supply, and maybe that exceeds the demand, and all of a sudden, then the home prices or the sales price is going to drive that down a little bit, potentially.
Might come down and might make the 7% interest rates, you know, more affordable to buy. So,
again,
just depends on your local market.
Excellent. Reach out to Ben. So check at homedownsizingsolutions.com, or you can just tighten that up a little bit, homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In reference to a person's mortgage, the payoff is the same as your balance due. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In reference to a person's mortgage, the payoff is the same as your balance due. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
Well, Steve, when a person receives a monthly statement from their mortgage company, they usually have a balance on there. And of course, that's a principal balance. But a payoff is always going to be something a little bit different. But especially in situations that I've run into in the last couple of weeks, actually, where, and this might not be an issue with your listeners near as much as the general population, I guess I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But in one situation, a person had been behind on their mortgage back when, actually when COVID happened several years ago. And during that time, they signed what they thought was a modification to their mortgage with the lender. And it actually ended up being, instead of a modification for their primary loan, it was actually paperwork to create a second loan.
Oh, boy.
And they had really no idea that they had even signed anything like this. And apparently, they weren't the only ones in this situation. Our title company had heard of this happening numerous times with a large nationwide lending company.
Wow.
So instead of having a payoff amount for around $150,000, they actually had two loans that required about $180,000 or $90,000, which made the debt more than the house was worth.
Oh, my. Now they're upside down.
So they're upside down, which would have required a short sale, what's called a short sale, in order to sell that property. Mm. A second issue was a gentleman that, anytime a person gets into not being able to make mortgage payments is an unfortunate situation. But in this especially, it was a health-related issue that had been going on now for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was under the assumption that he owed about $230,000 or so.
Yep.
And when we requested a payoff from the lender, because it had almost gone to a foreclosure sale, he actually owed closer to $280,000.
Oh, boy. What happened? What made up that difference?
You have things like when a person is not making the mortgage payments, then the lender has the ability to make property tax payments to the local municipality for tax payments.
Okay.
Home insurance and back payments, back interest, legal fees. There can be all kinds of different things that a person doesn't think about.
Late fees and penalties and
late
all of
fees,
that stuff.
Yeah, all of that stuff add up as well. And so when a person thinks, okay, I don't owe, I owe X, well, it can be a lot more than X by the time you include all of those items. And fortunately for him, even though he contacted us less than a week before the foreclosure sale, even though this has been going on for 2 years now, the lender was willing to stop and postpone the sale because we showed him a purchase agreement that our company was going to buy the house,
mm-hmm.
and a proof of funds that we could actually financially do that.
Okay.
So that's another situation where a wholesaler probably does not have a real
right.
proof yeah. of funds,
yeah.
but we could show him something from the bank that we had the proof of funds. So we're in the process of closing that right now.
Okay. And then what that did was it saved him from getting literally kicked out of his house because of foreclosure.
That's correct. So because he was in the kind of a unique situation that he still had equity in his house, but we're able to buy that house, let him stay there for a few months so that he and his family can transition to a new home without being pushed out of their current home.
Yep. And just kind of start over with the clean slate.
That's correct. And at least have some money in his pocket from the equity instead of some people, understandably, nobody wants to lose their home. But some people hang on to that home for so long that they lose any equity that they would have had. And they're kind of a slave to that house. Which is not a good situation either. So at least he's able to get out of the house, get a new home, and have some money to start over with.
If this is resonating with you, I know this is turning some heads. I can feel it right through the radio waves. Reach out to Ben Socek. He knows what he's doing. He may be able to help you, even in a difficult situation like we just discussed with these couple of clients here. 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Home Downsizing Solutions is not one of these. I think they're, in my opinion, I think it's a little bit shady to potentially misrepresent yourself and say, oh, you're going to buy it. And when you really have no intention of buying that property, you're just trying to find a buyer to buy that contract, and then you would just send them the net. So I don't like that. So with Home Downsizing Solutions, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, any of that funny business. Homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And Ben, tell us about your book. You have a really, really helpful workbook that can help people who are in that downsizing mode.
Correct. One, I have the Stress-Free Home Downsizing book that's available on Amazon. And I would love for your listeners to go to Amazon, buy a copy, and hopefully you like it and give me a good review because could certainly utilize those on Amazon.
Sure.
But if you would like a free copy of our Stress-Free Home Downsizing workbook, you can just go to Home Downsizing Solutions or homedownsizing.com. Go to the resources tab. There's a number of free resources under that tab that you can download. And one of those is that workbook that you can download. And I think it would be a good resource if you are looking at selling a house and moving to a smaller home, apartment, or other type of senior living community.
And I'll tell you what, and we've talked about this before, but I've spoken with so many people, and you've spoken with way more than I have, but most people, that's the hardest part of moving is, oh my gosh, what do I do with all this stuff, and what can I take with me? What do I need to sell, donate, throw away, et cetera, et cetera? And this workbook would help you work through all of that.
That's correct. I think it really is. Not that it's just me talking about my resource here, but I've been told by other people that it's a really good resource if you are in that process because, yes, I've talked to a lot of people that want to downsize or they know that they really need to downsize, but they just have no idea where to start. And so this can certainly start a person with that process.
So you go to homedownsizing.com and then go to the resources and then find what's that workbook called again?
The Stress-Free Home Downsizing Workbook.
All right. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for coming in today. Excellent as always.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. Have a great day.
All right. We'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, so I visit frequently with potential clients. They call, we have a nice conversation. We do offer a free consultation, so feel free to do that. But a lot of times they're like, you know, we're not quite ready to move to assisted living. I think what we're going to do is keep mom or dad or my spouse, whoever your elderly loved one is, keep them home and hire our own caregiver? Because, you know, these home care companies are getting kind of expensive. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go again. So I haven't talked about this for quite a while. So I wanted to review today the hidden risks and liabilities of hiring your own home care provider, or your own home caregiver, if you will. Hiring your own staff. And I have a lot of questions. I'll have a couple of stories, a couple of horror stories. You see where this is going, right? So, number one, how will you do a background check? I mean, are you set up to run state, local, and federal background checks and drug checks and all kinds of stuff? Are you able to do that? Spoiler alert, your simple Google search does not cut it, right? You might be able to find out a little bit of information, but what if they are in another state and did some terrible things, dastardly things, and they're in that state database, but you didn't happen to check that? Do you really know who you're letting into your home to provide care for your elderly loved one? What about the background check? Number two, what training do they really have? Well, I mean, you know, Steve, I mean, they've done, you know, this and that and the other, so they should be pretty good. Do you want someone who's pretty good? Do you want to trust them to provide excellent care for your loved one? Number three, what recourse do you have if something is stolen? Okay, here's a horror story. It was on the news. There was a son. His mother was at home, and she was non-communicative, so she had some major medical issues. She understood what was going on, but she couldn't speak. And he started noticing that, you know, when he came home after work and everything, she was really upset. But again, she's non-communicative, and she couldn't really tell him what was going on. And this fella did speak with a home care provider, but, oh, you guys are too expensive. You know, I can save $10 an hour and hire my own and just manage them. Okay, which, that's fine. You might get lucky. It may work out, but here's how this one worked out. Next time he came home, the caregiver was getting ready to leave, and he's looking at the caregiver, and he's like, he didn't say anything out loud, but he wondered, are you wearing my mom's clothing? That looks like something that my mom owns. And again, he's been noticing his mom's been very upset for the past week or two. So the caregiver left. He goes downstairs. He checks his mother's clothing. He knows what clothes she has. That outfit was missing. That caregiver took her outfit and was wearing it. And I guess the caregiver thought that the son wouldn't notice. So he thought, okay, something's really wrong here. So he secretly set up a bunch of cameras in the house. And he's watching the cameras. And he is blown away by watching this dumb caregiver, this horrible human being, taking his mother's clothing and walking around in front of his mom and trying on her clothes, saying, oh, these are now mine. And his mother was just losing her mind. But again, she couldn't speak. So he caught that. He caught this lady stealing her mother's clothing and some other stuff, turned it over to the police. And now that horrible human being of a caregiver, if you want to call her a caregiver, she's now in prison. What recourse do you have if something is stolen and you hire your own caregiver out of, you know, a Craigslist or whatever? All right, number four, what happens if they don't show up? So if you don't have a backup plan, now you have to cancel your important appointments and doctor's visits and all that sort of thing. What happens if they don't show up? Number five, what happens if they have an accident on your property? They fall down the stairs, they break their arm, they fracture a hip, they break a leg, they do whatever. Will your homeowner's insurance cover it? Or are you personally liable? And let me say this. This isn't just a visitor coming by your house. You know, all of the homeowners policies have a medical provision on there. But at this point, you are an employer. They are an employee. Is your homeowner's insurance going to cover that? That really falls outside of the realm of what the medical coverage is intended to cover. There's a good chance you will be liable and have to pay out of pocket. Number six, what about employers-based taxes? Here's another horror story. So I'm aware of a couple, and both husband and wife, they both needed a little bit of help. They're like, oh, we're not going to hire a home care provider. That's just too expensive. We're going to save a couple of bucks and hire so-and-so. There, she's, you know, they found her through some kind of a personal connection somehow or another. And guess what? They hired this lady. And for about a year or so, it went fine. Everything was fine. And then one day, it was not fine. They had a falling out. And the lady just quit. She just walked off the job. Guess what she did? The next day, she filed for unemployment. And the unemployment office said, well, wait a minute. We don't have any record here that you've been working. Oh, yeah, I've worked for the past year or so for, you know, so-and-so. They just handed me cash under the table. And they're like, who was that? What are their names? Do you have their address, please? And how about their phone number? And then click, boom, 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 boom. Here comes the knock. You now owe the state unemployment tax and all of the employer-based taxes. And all of a sudden, that great deal of saving a few bucks wasn't such a great deal at all. To save a few bucks, is it really worth it? Now, if you go with a proven licensed home care provider, all of these issues are resolved. Number one, a reputable home care provider will do background checks, and they may do many background checks and different levels of checks. A reputable home care provider will train their staff. You will have trained staff entering your home. Number three, a reputable home care provider is bonded and insured. If something is missing, okay, they're going to cover it. You know, we're going to have to prove that it was there. We're going to have to prove that they stole something. But if that can be proven, they will cover it. Number four, a reputable home care provider has backup caregivers just in case a staff calls in sick. Or maybe their child is sick, their car broke down. You know what? Stuff happens. So they're going to have backup staff that can fill that shift so that you don't have to cancel your important appointments. Number five, a reputable home care provider is insured just in case a caregiver has an accident on your property. So I know of one caregiver who went over to provide care for a client, and their dog jumped up and bit her, and she was trying to hold the dog back, and the dog bit her pretty badly on her hand. Her employer took care of those medical expenses. The home care provider did. Okay, number six, a reputable home care provider pays all employment taxes. I would not recommend a home care provider that just hires 1099 staff where they're on their own. They need to be a direct employee, and the home care provider, again, pays all employment-based taxes. So for these reasons and many, many more, I recommend hiring a reputable home care provider because this is absolutely a you-get-what-you-pay-for service. There's no doubt about that. And I've offered this before. I'll offer it again. I have a home care provider screening tool that I would offer Senior Care Live listeners and audience free of charge, no strings attached. Send me an email. Just say, hey, I'd like to request that home care provider screening tool. And I will email that back to you. It's in a PDF format. And it has over 30 questions on how to that you can ask when screening a home care provider. So again, just give me a call or just go to seniorcarelive.com, send me an email, and I will send that to you. It's a fantastic tool to compare and contrast maybe your top two or three choices for home care providers. And don't go away. I'll have so much more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, back to that home care provider screening tool. So choose two or three trusted, solid, reputable home care providers. There could be dozens, if not a hundred or two, of these home care providers where you live. Okay, choose your top two or three, and then use this home care provider screening tool. Just interview them. Ask them all the same questions. That'll help you organize your thoughts and then determine which one of these questions may be a higher priority than another, et cetera. And that will help you think through this and then hire the home care provider that you are most comfortable with. If you want to request your own copy of the home care provider screening tool free of charge, just give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. The person answering the phone, just say, hey, I want a copy of that home care provider screening tool. We're going to need your name and your email address, and we'll send that right out to you. No strings attached, free of charge. All right, so this is one of the worst horror stories I've heard about hiring a caregiver. You talk about going south quick. Oof. This is awful. So there's this family, and they are very well off. There are, several kids. All of these kids, this is a pretty high power family. We had senators, police officers, owners of, $100 million a year businesses. You get the idea. Judges, it goes on and on. This is a high power family. And mom wanted to stay home. They ended up contacting me so that I could help them research the market to find an assisted living community connected to long-term care so that when the time comes that, they already have their search and selection, they've already had their choices are made, they're on the waiting list, and it was just a matter of timing at that point. But until then, they hired a caregiver, someone that they found out through a friend and, all the stuff. They didn't go on Craigslist or anything like that. This is kind of a referral. So this caregiver somehow endeared herself to their mom. I don't know how she did it. And then gained the complete and total trust of their mom. And then, again, somehow, I don't know how on earth this happened, somehow turned their mother against every member of that family. Somehow. I don't know how she did it. She was a master manipulator. And something tells me, and I'm just giving the highlights of this story. I don't think this is her first rodeo on this stuff. Turned this lady against all of her children. Pretty soon, mom wasn't taking the phone calls of the children because the children are now bad. Then before you know it, this caregiver had a legal copy of power of attorney superseding the legal authority of this family, of all of their kids. Pretty soon, the caregiver is driving a new car. Pretty soon, this caregiver has an extra $40,000, $50,000 of cash in her bank. Pretty soon, this caregiver has been gifted heirloom family jewelry from the safe. Be very careful on who you let into your house to care for your elderly and many times vulnerable loved one. And especially if there's a memory issue involved, some communication type issue, be really careful. I wouldn't hire an individual. There's no way in the world I'd do that. I would go with a proven home care company, period. The other thing, Like, well, Steve, we already have one in our house, and we do have some concerns. Put cameras up. When they're gone, place cameras all over the house and have those things recording and uploaded to a cloud. And just watch and make sure everything is going okay. If it's not, you've got your proof. You can fire them. If it's worse than that, you can report it to law enforcement, etc. But let me say this. If living at home is no longer an option, or you can see this coming, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can help. We can help you explore all of your options. We'll walk you through that whole process. This is a red carpet service. I call it our full service placement program. We are true consultants. We don't receive any reimbursement from any of the providers. We work directly for you. And sometimes this is all about timing. So believe it or not, right now is the time to search for a senior care community. If you plan to move, let's say by the end of this year, or I hear this all the time, yes, Steve, we're looking at, we want to get mom moved in, you know, before the holidays. Or I hear this even more frequently. Yeah, Steve, we're going to get through another round of holidays. And after the first of the year, we're going to get mom moved into, you know, an assisted living community or memory care community, long-term care community after the first of the year. Well, we're already past the midpoint of July. And you're saying, well, Steve, we've got plenty of time. No, we don't. We do not. Can there's some urgency in my voice. Can you hear that? Because guess what? If we want to consider the best places for your loved one, guess what? Most of the time, they have waiting lists. And sometimes these wait lists can be 3 months to 6 months. Sometimes they can be a year. I know a place that's it's over a year. And it's a good place. Everybody wants to go there. If you think, oh, yeah, we've got plenty of time. That's not till this fall or that's not till the end of the year. Well, we don't have plenty of time. So now, look, I get the calls from people. I just received a call about a week or two ago from a fellow that said, Steve, I listen to your radio program. I know you're constantly saying be proactive, get out ahead of it. And I knew I should have called you 6 months ago. And here we are. How fast can you move? Because we need to now all of a sudden we're in a crisis and we need to move quickly. Yes, Senior Care Consulting can help you turn this around very quickly. The challenge is we are limited to the options that have space available right now. But if you're proactive and you get out ahead of it, we have the luxury of considering a place that might have a 3 to 6 months or so waiting list. And that way, we have all of our options, maybe even better options, available. So, if this is resonating with you and you're like, wait a minute, I hadn't really thought about all that, but that makes sense, reach out today. Call Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll give you a free consultation. We'll see if this is a good fit for you. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.